学习英语。Listen and share. 知行哈哈糖。
Word of inspiration. 圣灵的感悟。
Jake had been an observant Catholic and was in the hospital near death. The family called their priest to be with them. As the priest stood next to the bed, Jake's condition appeared to deteriorate rapidly, and he motioned frantically for something to write on. The priest lovingly handed him a pen and a piece of paper, and Jake used his last bit of energy to scribble a note. Then he died. The priest thought it best not to look at the note at that time, so he placed it in his jacket pocket. At the funeral, as he was finishing his eulogy, he realized that he was wearing the same jacket that he was wearing when Jake died. He said, "You know, Jake handed me a note just before he died. I haven't looked at it yet, but knowing Jake, I'm sure there's a word of inspiration there for us all." He opened the note and read, "Hey, you're standing on my oxygen tube."
杰克是个虔诚的天主教徒，他躺在医院里奄奄一息，家人请来神父与他们待在一起。当神父站到病床旁边，杰克的病情迅速恶化了，疯狂地想要写点什么。神父慈祥地递给他纸笔，杰克用尽最后一点力气寥寥草草地写了一句话，随后就死去了。神父觉得那时候看不太合适，所以就把那张纸条放在了自己的夹克衫里。葬礼上他读完悼词，发现正好穿着那天在医院里穿的夹克衫。他说，你们知道吗，杰克临死之前写了一张纸条，我还没有看过，但是凭我对杰克的了解，我断定那是圣灵给他的感悟。他打开纸条，喂，你踩住我的输氧管了。
Tell you more.
来讲解一下相关的语言点。Inspiration, I-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N, 灵感。由于文章中的语境和宗教有关，因此标题翻译成了圣灵的感悟。Observant, O-B-S-E-R-V-A-N-T, 严格遵守。Catholic, 天主教徒。两个词用在一起可以理解成严格遵守教义的天主教徒，所以进一步引申为虔诚的教徒。虔诚呢，这个意思可以用 pious。 Near death， 字面意思是接近死亡，在理解上引申为奄奄一息，这是非正式的用法。类似的短语还有 on the point of dying， next to， 紧邻着。此外这个短语还有一个意思是几乎，例如She has eaten next to nothing. 她几乎什么都没吃。Deteriorate, D-E-T-E-R-I-O-R-A-T-E, 恶化。Frantically, F-R-A-N-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y, 疯狂的。Scribble, S-C-R-I-B-B-L-E, 潦草的书写。这里和上文中的 frantically 相呼应，突出了写字的时候急迫的心情。Funeral, F-U-N-E-R-A-L, 葬礼。Eulogy, E-U-L-O-G-Y, 悼词。Oxygen tube, 字面意思是氧气管，就是医院里面常用的输氧管。今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。